Hey sports fans, BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB to golf to the NBA and NHL playoffs. Get the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams, and you can get the latest odds, lines, including the latest matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head on over to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, it's where the game starts. You know, here on the ML Sports Platter, I like to cover a wide range of topics. Even during your team's offseason, there's always a story to break, right? Including free agent signings, coaching changes, draft picks, and more. If you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you'll know I'm a proud Bonnie. St. Bonaventure University gives its students a solid foundation and has trained many journalists that you know and love from ESPN and other leading media organizations across the globe. Their online Master of Arts in Sports Journalism builds podcasting, interviewing, and research skills needed in a changing media landscape right now. Students learn how to follow high professional standards as they tell nuanced stories about the sports we love. You don't need writing or broadcasting experience to start the program, just simply a passion for the profession. There's no application fee or graduate exam scores to apply, and you can complete the program in less than 2 years. Yes, less than 2 years. Get in touch with an enrollment advisor today at sbujournalism.com to learn how you can become a sports journalist and a Bonnie. That's sbujournalism.com. SBUjournalism.com.
Hey guys, this is Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN, and you're listening to the ML Sports Platter.
ML Sports Take brought to you by Stanley Law Offices. Together, they'll work to get you the maximum reward. Log on today to StanleyLawOffices.com. And a tip of the cap, thank you as well. The Rosie's Corner, Welch & Company Jewelers, Brewerton Ace Hardware, and our great friends over at CH Insurance. Log on today to find out about group benefits, commercial insurance, cybersecurity, and more at chinsurance.cc. chinsurance.cc. Go follow them on Instagram, like their Facebook page, and follow them there. You'll see all the great videos, what they do in the community, all the insurance things that they can provide for you 24/7, 365 at chinsurance.cc. NFL draft individual team recaps. We move to one more team in the NFC North. We already did the Detroit Lions, and now we do one of the more fascinating teams in the offseason, that being the Minnesota Vikings. So let's get to it. And by the way, props to the Vikings, right? Like, they have one of the great uniforms in all of the NFL and all of pro sports, if you ask me. They really, really do. So, yeah. Talk about a transition time period for the Minnesota Vikings. Kirk Cousins is gone, signs the whopping deal in Atlanta, gets 100 guaranteed, only for them to draft Michael Penix, of course. And the Minnesota Vikings have a new era underway, and they go up and get their guy from the Jets and J.J. McCarthy from the Michigan Wolverines. Now, there's two schools of thought with McCarthy. One is, yeah, he's just not going to make it because we haven't seen enough and he didn't throw it all at Michigan. The other school of thought is, played for a championship team, super coachable, good size at 6'4", 225. How do you know he can't make these throws just because we didn't see enough? There's still a lot there. He's coming in a little raw, but the finished product could be amazing. If you lean towards the latter, Minnesota might have gotten one guy. Plus, hey, he's on a rookie deal, right? So they're confident in this guy doing it. He has great instincts. He can throw in tight windows. We know that against zone looks. Press man coverages, same thing. Great accuracy, anticipation, IQ. Arm strength is solid. Keeps the eyes downfield. He can extend plays. He's better at doing that than people think. Good feel for the scramble. So we'll see what happens, right? He can really move the chains with his brains and with his arm and with a lot of different things. He honestly enters a pretty perfect situation. I mean, for all this talk about Caleb Williams, and we'll get to the Bears down the line here, what about J.J. McCarthy? Like, I know Caleb Williams, you know, Roma Dunze, Keenan Allen, D.J. How about Minnesota? J.J. McCarthy comes in with the best wide receiver in the NFL in Justin Jefferson. He comes in with arguably the best number two in Jordan Addison. He comes in with a stud tight end in TJ Hockenson and a pretty darn good offensive line and a Kevin O'Connell offense and brain trust that is absolutely like just wizardry at all sides. So to me, wow. I mean, he can have some early success, and I've always said it, 50% you, 50% everything that goes on around you. Surround your QB. Surround your QB. Yeah, they surrounded their QB. I love the Vikings draft, by the way. I'm going to get to the rest of it, obviously, but I really like what they did. He's great on third down, McCarthy. Great. Not good, great. 67% completion percentage. Off play action, 76%. And they're thinking big-time fit in this offense. Now, Sam Darnold is on the roster also. You don't force McCarthy to play right away. You can develop him a little bit more and all the rest. But honestly, like, you're really going to take Sam Darnold for how long this season? I mean, don't you still want to kind of win? You had an A-plus. Well, I don't grade, so I don't grade drafts. Sorry, that slipped. But they had a great draft. They really did. And I don't want Sam Darnold on my starting roster. Sorry. If I'm picking a quarterback in the top 10, I might play Sam Darnold for a game or two. Might. But this sitting stuff doesn't make a ton of sense to me, especially when he has all the help. Now, Sam Darnold has also not had a lot of help around him recently, and he's had some injuries and all that stuff, so maybe he goes in and he catches fire. I don't know. But draft a quarterback in the top 10, kind of draft him to play. Dallas Turner, Alabama edge rusher, phenomenal. Phenomenal pick, and just an absolute need for this team. 6'4", 250, top 10 player in the NFL draft, number one position rank. He's just an absolute menace. That's all there is to it. He's an explosion dude. Stance, knocks offensive linemen back on their heels. He bends, he changes direction, he closes well. There isn't anything he can't do. Great tape, awesome combine, 4.46 in the 40. Unbelievable frame, power, instincts, hands. I mean, does it all. Played on the big stage at Alabama. And remember, Danielle Hunter gone in free agency this year. And here comes his replacement on a rookie deal. Perfect. You got Jonathan Greenland in free agency. You got Dallas Turner right away in the draft. And they're going to team up to man the edges of the 4-3 defense. Under Brian Flores, one of the best defensive minds in the NFL. I think the Vikings are a playoff team this year. I really do. I picked them to win the division last year. That was before, obviously, the Achilles with Kirk Cousins. But I think they can do it. I think they can make the playoffs at least. I don't think they're going to win the division. I think the Lions win the division. But the NFC North just got real interesting, didn't it? With the Vikings having a great draft, the Lions, one of the top three teams in the NFC that should have gone to the Super Bowl last year. The Packers are coming with Jordan Love and another great draft. The freaking Bears are loaded now with offensive weapons. The North just got really fun and really interesting. It really did. But watch Turner's first step, speed, burst, and all that. This guy might remind you right away of Will Anderson. He's that good. And a bargain. Vikings gave up a fair amount to get him, obviously, but Turner, he's the best player in the class at this position. And the Vikings have got to be thrilled. They have to be thrilled. Vikings also wanted to do work on their secondary, and they did just that in the fourth round with Kyree Jackson. Because remember, with all the moving on up, they did not have a second or third round pick. Who cares? Because you got Turner and you got McCarthy. Kyree Jackson, 6'4", 200 corner. He's a tall press corner and a long arm guy. He runs with a lot of receivers. He's aggressive. And they really like his start-stop ability and his power to get up there and try to stop the run game. And he can probably be used in the kickoff coverage game as well, where he did some damage at Oregon. So nice pick for Kyree Jackson out of Oregon. Walter Rouse out of Oklahoma, a six-round offensive tackle, was taken. Will Reichard from Alabama, a place kicker in the sixth round. Wake Forest center Michael Juergens in the seventh round. And then Levi Drake Rodriguez, a defensive tackle from the seventh round out of Texas A&M Commerce. I don't know a lot about any of those guys. This draft, to me, is about the one thing and one thing only, and I will get, well, yeah, the 1 and 1A thing, right? The 1 and 1A things only, and I'm going to get to that coming up here in just a couple of minutes on the ML Sports Platter, brought to you by Stanley Law Offices. Together, they'll work to get you the maximum reward, and a tip of the cap thank you as well to Trey Waluski of Under Armour Golf, Courtney of Maple Downs Senior Living Community, and Brian Comboy of Mass Mutual New York State. Tax-efficient retirement planning. Make sure you go with Brian today at advisors.massmutual.com. That's advisors.massmutual.com. Brian Comboy can help you out. Tax-efficient retirement planning. You might be going off to college and changing your career. You have a youngster going off to college. You're buying a new car. You're moving, upgrading, downgrading, whatever the case may be. He has the financial plan in place for you at advisors.massmutual.com. Get him on Facebook and LinkedIn as well. Brian Comboy of Mass Mutual, New York State. ML Sports Platter brought to you by Welch & Company Jewelers. Shop the showcase today at welchjewelers.com. Watches, bracelets, engagement rings, and more. welchjewelers.com. So this Viking draft, it's going to be two things that if it hits, we're going to remember it by, right? I can't pick Dallas Turner because the Vikings picked a quarterback, and it's a quarterback league. It's the most important position in the NFL. It's the most important position in all of pro sports. And so if J.J. McCarthy strikes, yeah, give me some of that, Viking fans will say, right? And you've got the offense in place. You have the offensive coach in place. It's all there for J.J. McCarthy. He is surrounded by everything and anything you want as a quarterback. The offensive line is efficient. The Vikings didn't do a lot of work on the O-line because their O-line is already really, really good. They only added two pieces in Walter Rouse from Oklahoma, an O-tackle, and Michael Juergens from Wake Forest, a center, but they did it in the low, low rounds because their offensive line, for the most part, it's pretty well set. You know, it's pretty well said. They had a terrific year. Now listen, Kirk Cousins, of course he was running for his life at times before the Achilles. Of course he got hit a lot. And he gets, you know, hit quite a bit. But you have to also understand that Kirk Cousins holds on to the ball a lot. You know, he holds on to the ball a lot. And yeah, the O-line's going to miss a lot of... I'm not, by any stretch of the imagination, please understand, I'm not calling this offensive line great or anything. But they felt like they were set. You know, it's an efficient offensive line. It's not a great offensive line. Maybe Rouse being added to the mix there, maybe, you know, he can help. But they're not, you know, by any stretch thinking, you know, franchise guys, right? I mean, they're thinking depth pieces and all the rest. I mean, you have players like David Quessenberry on there now, right? And you have, you know, Ed Ingram is there, and they're hoping that some of these veterans, you know, Bradberry and Tanyan and all these players, they you know, they improve and get better. It's a very serviceable offensive line. What they need to do better this year is their quarterbacks, Darnold and McCarthy. They need to get the ball out of their hands much quicker than Kirk Cousins. And they brought in Aaron Jones, an 8-year pro from Green Bay who knows the division well and is going to help them in the running back room. And then they can use more play action. You've got Nwangu behind him, and you've got McBride behind him at running back. You have Miles Gaskin behind him at running back. The running back room's a lot better for Minnesota. They're shifty, gadget-type running backs. They can catch it out of the backfield. And then you've got Addison. You have Jefferson. You have TJ Hockenson. You have all these weapons. And so that Trent Sherfield. So you bring all these dudes in, which helps McCarthy, helps Darnold, and it helps the play action game big time. And so with that, this draft, if it hits, will be, no doubt about it, about J.J. McCarthy, and if he is a franchise quarterback, there's no doubt. However, the 1A part is, of course, Dallas Turner. Did they find the next fill-in-the-blank? Khalil Mack, Von Miller, Nick Bosa, Micah Parsons, like the menace, Will Anderson, the next defensive disruptor in the NFL. because as you know, after the quarterback, arguably the next most important position is the edge rusher to get to the quarterback. Some people think it's, you know, WR1 for pass catching target. Fine, you know, argue between wide receiver and edge rusher. Be my guest. I'm here to tell you that if this strikes, you could have a situation like the Houston Texans immediately. J.J. McCarthy, I don't think he'll be C.J. Stroud right out of the gate, especially if he's not playing, duh. But imagine now if they could just found J.J. McCarthy, their franchise quarterback, and an edge rusher to be a menace in terms of Dallas Turner. C.J. Stroud, Will Anderson. What if they just did that? We'll see. ML Sports take all over the major social platforms, I should say takes, so make sure to subscribe to all my social stuff on YouTube, at ML Sports Platter, Mike L Sports on X, and of course ML Sports Platter on Instagram. I got a lot of those shorts coming daily on all kinds of topics, PGA Championship recently, the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs, and more. So make sure that you're subscribed and follow all of my social platforms for all of my ML Sports takes. And this episode of the ML Sports Platter audio version here on Google Play, Apple, and Spotify, make sure you hit the follow button there as well, is all brought to you by our good friends at Rosie's Corner. Stop by this Friday for Fish Friday at Rosie's. Plus, they've got pizza wing combos all the way through the menu. Awesome, awesome garlic parm and gold fever wings at Rosie's Corner. Ask about the meatball bomber as well. Rosie's Corner is a proud ML Sports Platter sponsor. Thanks as well to Mars Motors and Bowers & Company CPAs. As I always tell you, enjoy the games.
Fuel your day at Burn Dairy. Start with a breakfast sandwich or a Shelby donut and hot cup of coffee. Swing by for a giant deli sandwich, a burger, pizza, wings, wraps, or salad. Pick up dinner on your ride home. Plus, Burn Dairy ice cream or cookie witches for dessert. Stuck at work or at home? Burn Dairy can come to you. Download the Burn Dairy app and order all of your favorites delivered by DoorDash. Burn Dairy and Deli. It's all good.